Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's begin in Kampala, where an African Games boxing bronze medalist is not only winning continental glory, but also empowering young women to stay off the streets and defend themselves. Halima Athmani reports from Uganda's capital.
Helen Barike was walking one night in Katanga slum, her Kampala neighborhood, when a young man approached her and started touching her. She says she didn't like boys touching her because if they did, the end result would be pregnancy and HIV. So when he groped me, says Waleke, I wanted to fight, but he beat me up. Waleke returned home with a bloody nose. She did not tell her mother about the attack or how she planned to deal with it. Waleke began sneaking out of the house early in the morning to train as a boxer. Her mother, Sarah Bagole, noticed Waleke's disappearance acts and confronted her. She says she waited for Waleke, and when she returned, she told her, "Mama, I have knocked out a girl." Bagole said, "What? You have knocked out a girl?" And told her, "You'll be beaten, but never come here crying. The day they beat your eye and pluck it out, it will be on you." Bagole says she wasn't happy at all. Waleke's mother warmed up to her daughter's boxing, though, as she kept training, competing, and winning. In August, at the African Games in Rabat, Morocco, she won a bronze medal, becoming Uganda's first medal-winning female boxer in 18 years. Waleke also trains other women, such as hairdresser Maureen Ajambo, to box for self-defense and to help young women stay off the streets. I see so many girls, says Ajambo. They are young, they drink booze, they get pregnant, some get HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. They can't take care of their child or themselves, she says. They take drugs, they take everything that gets them high, says Ajambo. It hurts me. Kampala's Katanga slum is home to 20,000 urban poor who live in crowded conditions and where women are often victims of crime. The coach at Katanga's Rhino Boxing Club, Innocent Kaparata, says more and more young women in the slum are joining the club. Most of those who come to train do it to seek revenge, he says, but I strive to take it out of them, says Kaparata, telling them we don't train boxers for revenge but to stay fit and healthy. Something else, he says, boxing is a business. You could get lucky and make some money. To help the women earn money quickly and so they can keep boxing, Waleke set up a tailoring workshop. Whether teaching how to punch a needle through cloth or an opponent in the ring, Waleke is empowering young women in Uganda's Katanga slum. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Thanks, Halima. In more boxing news, world heavyweight champion Andy Ruiz says he's ready for his rematch against Anthony Joshua on December 7th in Saudi Arabia. Ruiz says he's been staying focused and disciplined and has been working out in Guadalajara, Mexico with his trainer Manny Robles. Ruiz says he's very proud of becoming the first Mexican heavyweight champion, and he's going to work hard to keep the titles. Ruiz says he'll resume training in Southern California, and in his words, "When I win December 7th, everyone will know the first fight wasn't a fluke." In that first fight on June 1st in New York City, Ruiz pulled off one of boxing's biggest upsets, stopping Joshua in the seventh round at Madison Square Garden. In African athletics, Kenya's president has honored the country's Olympic champion and world record holder, Eliud Kipchoge, as we hear now from Samson O'Malley. Sporty greetings, Samson!
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. World marathon record holder Eliud Kipchoge has once again made history by becoming the first sports personality to be awarded the highest Kenyan national honor for a civilian in the country. President Uhuru Kenyatta awarded Eliud Kipchoge with Elder of the Order of the Golden Heart of Kenya Award during National Mashujaa Day celebrations in Mombasa on Sunday. President Kenyatta, in his address to the country, urged Kenyans to emulate the world marathon record holder.
Eliud Kipchoge remains the greatest of our time, and our duty is to emulate this level of discipline and determination in our pursuit for a better Kenya for all.
Eliud Kipchoge earlier this month became the first man to achieve the barrier-breaking sub-2-hour marathon as part of the INEOS 159 challenge.
Thanks, Samson. That's reporter Samson O'Malley. Elsewhere in African athletics, two-time Olympic bronze medalist Mary Onyali of Nigeria has been appointed a special advisor on sports by the Nigerian Minister of Youth and Sports. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Onyale said she'll work with various sports federations to produce better Nigerian athletes.
It was a more than a welcomed appointment. I have to thank the Honorable Minister for his wisdom in for this position. I really appreciate him.
How do you plan to work with the federations to raise and groom talents for the country?
Oh, it's simple. The minister came in with a plan, a workable plan that is not questionable and is no different from the plan that all of us have been wanting and wishing that a minister should put in place to move our sports forward. I am going to latch on to that plan and also add my own 30 years of experience in sports to help him achieve that goal.
Do you think Nigeria can raise a new Mary Onyali?
There can never be another Mary Onyali.
Why do you say so, ma?
I want for there to be a better Mary Onyali. That's my dream and my motto and plans while I'm in the office with the Honorable Minister and the Ministry of Youth and Sports. Because there can never be another Michael Jordan. There can never be another Michael Jackson. There is always going to be someone better than the legends that give rise to the new, to the up and coming ones. That has always been my prayer, that the athletes that will come after Mary Onyali will be better than Mary Onyali. Because what I have in me, or what I had in me during my heydays, or what drove me or propelled me to the stardom that I achieved, another athlete may not have it all. Talent is not just what makes a great athlete. There are more that goes into play to making you a great athlete. That's why I always say, whenever I'm asked this question, that there can never be another Mary Onyali.
That's Mary Onyali, who competed in 5 Olympics for Nigeria and won 2 Olympic bronze medals. And she spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings, everyone. This is Ambassador Mary Onyale, Olympic medalist, 5-time African champion in the sprint events. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us once again for a look at highlights over the weekend in European club football. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Goals from Gabriel Jesus and David Silva ensured Manchester City narrowed the gap on Premier League leaders Liverpool to 6 points after securing a 2-0 victory over Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park. City's next 2 Premier League games against Aston Villa and Southampton look winnable, but they face a crucial match against Liverpool at Anfield on November 10th. Marcus Rashford's first half strike was cancelled by Adam Lallana's late equaliser as Manchester United battled to a hard-fought 1-1 draw against Liverpool at Old Trafford. Marcus Alonso also scored his first goal of the season as Chelsea joined Leicester in moving into the top four by beating Newcastle 1-0 at home for his fifth straight win in all competitions. Tottenham's struggles in the Premier League showed no signs of ending, as Spurs needed a late Dele Alli's equaliser just to earn a 1-1 home draw against last-place Watford.
Prince, still with the Premier League, the Blades of Sheffield United will host the Gunners of Arsenal later Monday evening. How's this match shaping up?
The sides have actually never met in the Premier League since 2006. Arsenal fans will also be very happy to hear that the Gunners have lost just 3 of their last 26 matches against Sheffield United in all competitions. However, I would urge them to be cautious because Sheffield United haven't lost a league game on a Monday in 12 outings since January 2012. Arsenal also remains winless in their 3 away league games since beating Newcastle on the opening weekend. The Gunners will be banking on their Gabonese talisman Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who has scored 4 of Arsenal's 5 away goals in the league this season. Alexandre Lacazette also faces a fitness test on the ankle problem that has ruled him out since the start of September. If the Gunners secure a victory, they'll actually move back to third in the table while the Blades could go as high as seventh with a win.
Prince, let's go to France now. What's the latest from the French League?
Well, there's plenty of interesting news, Sonny. Angel Di Maria scored twice, and French sensation of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe marked his return from injury with a goal, as Paris Saint-Germain stretched its lead in the French league with a 4-1 win at nine-man Nice. Mbappe recently missed a month with a thigh injury. He'd not played since suffering a reaction to his original injury in Champions League win over Galatasaray on October 1st. Super Eagles attacker Victor Osimhen's away struggles continued on, as Lille suffered a 2-1 loss against Toulouse. Osimhen is yet to notch an away goal this season, with all of 7 league goals coming from 5 home matches. The loss ensured Lille dropped to 7th in the league with 15 points from 10 games. They host Bordeaux for their next league outing on October 26th. After Wednesday's UEFA Champions League game against Valencia. Lyon also held to a goalless draw by Dijon, while French footballer of Mauritanian descent Boubacar Camara and Kevin Strootman scored as Marseille beat Strasbourg 2-0 to climb to 4th in the French League.
Prince, let's go to Spain now. I see where Real Madrid has slumped to their first La Liga loss of the season.
That's right, Sonny. Real Madrid suffered their first league defeat of the season, as newly promoted Mallorca hung on to an early goal lead to secure the 3 points at home. Ivorian striker Lego Jr. found the game's only goal in the 7th minute, slotting the ball past Courtois in the bottom right corner from 12 yards out to claim his first goal of the season. The loss leaves Zidane's side 1 point behind Barcelona, who sailed back to the top of the table after thrashing Eibar 3-0 early in a dominant display, with goals from Antoine Griezmann, Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez. European action beckons for Barca, with the Blaugrana away to Slavia Prague in Group F of the UEFA Champions League on Wednesday. And in Italy, Belgian star of Congolese descent Romelu Lukaku and Lautaro Martinez scored 2 goals each, as Inter Milan survived a nervy final in a 7-goal thriller at Sassuolo to keep in touch with Serie A leaders Juventus. Before Lukaku, the last Inter player to score 4 or more in his first 4 away Serie A games was Diego Milito in November 2009, the season in which Milito led Inter to the Champions League title. 5-time Ballon d'Or winner Cristiano Ronaldo scored the 701st goal of his glittering career as Juventus beat Bologna 2-1 to move a point clear at the top of Serie A in Turin. Juventus welcomed Lokomotiv Moscow to Turin on Tuesday in the UEFA Champions League and then returned to Serie A action on Saturday at Lecce. I'm Prince Nestor on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The field is now set for the semifinals at the Rugby World Cup in Japan. In the first semifinal on October 26th, England will play two-time defending champion New Zealand. And in the second semifinal on October 27th, Wales will meet South Africa. Both matches will be played in Yokohama, Japan. The Springboks of South Africa advanced to the semifinals with a victory over the Brave Blossoms of Japan. VOA's Gwen Uten joins us now with reaction. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Sunday's quarterfinal was the first ever World Cup knockout match for Japan, and expectations were high for Brave Blossom fans who were inside Tokyo Stadium to cheer their home team on. But power and experience prevailed for two-time champion South Africa. And along with outstanding defense, the Springboks overpowered their opponents to win the match 26-3. And South Africa fans left the stadium ecstatic to see their team advance to the semifinal round.
Wait, if we're going to win England in the final.
It was really good. It was awesome. It was so good. Japan played really well. We loved them. They were so nice, so good. So good to play against. But, you know, we have to win.
Springbok scrum half Faf de Klerk, who is appearing in his first World Cup tournament, says it's an amazing feeling to be through to the semifinals.
Overwhelmed with a win tonight, and then so glad to go through to the semis. My first World Cup, and we knew it's going to be a tough one tonight, but to pull it through against Japan in Japan is, it's an amazing feeling, and hopefully we'll get a lot of confidence going into that semifinal.
A tight first half had the Springboks feeling the nerves going into halftime, but South Africa coach Rossie Erasmus said patience, discipline, and team unity were key factors in their victory against Japan.
We were very nervous at halftime. I think the first half, overall, we were nervous going into this match playing against Japan with their home support and the way they played against Ireland and Scotland, and they were definitely building momentum. And we were sure with the home support they had, it was going to be a tough match. And then going in halftime, only being up a few points and leaving a few tries out there, there was definitely a little bit of a lull and a quietness in our change room. But I think being together for 17 weeks, the guys knew which buttons to push to get ourselves out of that lull and come and produce it in the second half. So, we're a bit proud of that. And now we're into the semifinals, and hopefully we can put it through.
Japan coach Jamie Joseph praised his side's historic run in the World Cup tournament and said the quality of play from South Africa was a step up from previous opponents.
Credit to South Africa, they were able to snuff us out, and there was only one pass away from and sometimes breaking them open. But I thought also their scramble defence was outstanding. We've had a bit of luck. We've played really well in the previous four or so games. South Africa was another step up. You've got to take your head off. A very good rugby team.
And Japan lock James Moore said he hopes his team can build on the success of the World Cup, and their performance will inspire the next generation of young rugby players.
We've got to build on this. Hopefully we get the opportunity to play more Tier 1 sides. That's going to help us a lot. I think our performance at this World Cup is going to inspire a lot of the younger players, so guys in high school, university, and I think we're going to see some Japanese rugby stars. Hopefully they can help us at the next World Cup.
Meanwhile, South Africa is set to face Wales on Sunday. Wales eked out a 2019 win against France to advance to the semifinals, and Springboks fly half Andre Pollard says he expects that their next opponent will be tough.
It was a cracker of a match against France, so we'll have a look at that and do our analysis, but it's a tough tough side. We haven't beaten them a couple of times lately, so haven't played them in neutral ground, which is something we're really looking forward to. So, quality side. I mean, it's a tough side to play. It's just tough side to play. So we'll do our homework. We'll get fresh and get our bodies ready for another 80 minutes of tough rugby.
Coach Erasmus has also said he expects a tight match against Wales, but he said he hopes his knowledge of Welsh rugby from his time in Ireland will give the Springboks an advantage. Well, we shall see. Stay tuned, sports fans. That's all from me for now. More sporty news to come. Sonny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. Rugby World Cup fever. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
They're playing back.
The National Basketball Association officially tips off its 74th season Tuesday night with games in Toronto, Canada, and Los Angeles, California. In Toronto, the defending NBA champion Toronto Raptors will host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans recently received some bad news when their prized rookie Zion Williamson injured his knee, and he'll miss the first few weeks of the season. I know the Pelicans are hoping Zion will lead them to the playoffs, but he's going to have to get that knee fixed first, and I know he wants to be healthy for the Pelicans. Now, the Staples Center Arena is the venue Tuesday night for an all-Los Angeles matchup between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers. Both teams added some prized acquisitions of their own in the offseason, with Anthony Davis joining LeBron James on the Lakers and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard joining the Clippers. Also Tuesday night, Major League Baseball's 115th World Series will begin in Houston, Texas. The Houston Astros will host the Washington Nationals in Game 1 of the Best of 7 Championship Series. The Astros won their first and only World Series trophy 2 years ago when they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-3 in the Fall Classic. The Nationals, meanwhile, advanced to the World Series for the first time in club history by sweeping the St. Louis Cardinals in 4 consecutive games in the National League Championship Series. The Astros defeated the New York Yankees 4-2 in the American League Championship Series. Venezuelan star Jose Altuve hit a walk-off home run in the decisive Game 6 in Houston over the weekend to propel the Astros into the World Series once again. Turning to tennis, British star Andy Murray has won his first ATP Tour final since having career-threatening hip surgery in January. Murray rallied to beat Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland in 3 sets in the European Open final Sunday in Antwerp, Belgium. The final score from Antwerp, 3-6, 6-4, and 6-4. In an on-court interview after his victory, Andy Murray said it's one of the biggest wins of his career after everything he's gone through. In January, just before the Australian Open, an emotional Murray said he could possibly retire from professional tennis because of the hip pain, but after undergoing hip resurfacing surgery, Andy Murray returned to the court in June playing doubles, including at Wimbledon, before moving back to singles. I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. And that wraps up the October 21st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, thousands have fled the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo following ethnic violence targeting the Banyamulenge community. What's behind the ethnic attacks in the DRC? We'll take a closer look on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
The U.S. Space Agency, NASA, marked a major milestone when, for the first time, an all-woman team walked in space on Friday, October 18, 2019. NASA astronauts and ISS Expedition 61 flight engineers Christina Koch and Jessica Meir began their extravehicular activity, or EVA, at 11:38 Universal Time. The first woman to walk in space was Soviet cosmonaut Svetlana Savitskaya when she performed a spacewalk outside the Salyut 7 spacecraft in July 1984. A number of women have performed EVAs in the years since, but they were teamed up with male astronauts. During their successful 7-hour and 17-minute EVA, the astronauts replaced a failed power charging component and performed other tasks, such as installing supports that will hold a future payload platform for the European Space Agency. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information. VOA.
Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information. VOA.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
Hi.
Hi, this is Victor Beatty, VOA News. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24-7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.